Hi, how are you? Miranda Wright, Miranda Wright Marketing. I'm here to share with you the secrets of storytelling. And why do we share stories? It's marketing. Marketing is storytelling. It's getting your customer to get to know, like, and trust you. Okay? Selling is not about pushing your product on someone. People buy because of emotion. They want to know the person that they're buying from, okay? It engages the customer, makes them listen to you. It sells without selling, okay, if that makes sense. It makes the customer know, like, and trust you, and they relate to your story, and they have an epiphany which tells them, this person that I'm listening to has experienced the same problem that I have, and they've overcome that problem with a solution. The solution being is the product that you're selling. Your product might be you, okay? You have a piece of knowledge or a skill that you can help solve your customer's problem. And they will sell to themselves on how their problem can be solved using you, your product, your service. Does it make sense? So that's why we share stories. So I've been creating these videos to teach you how to write your story in the first place. And where are you going to share these stories? You're going to create a video of yourself, just like this, of you sharing your story. I'm Miranda Wright. I was once a freelance and makeup artist. I created my independent feature film because I studied a Bachelor of Communications, which got me interested in film. So I've been a creative entrepreneur, and therefore I can relate to other creative entrepreneurs who had the struggles that I had. My struggles being was that I was a mum, I'm still a mum, of a young girl back then, and I had to go out and do makeup for people, go and create this film that I wanted to create, and it was very hard being a mum with a young girl, okay? So she either had to come with me or I had to leave her in care, okay? So of my mum, or in daycare or whatever, okay? After school care. So that was a problem because she would rather be with me, I'd rather be with her. I also didn't make any money, okay? Because I was marketing myself incorrectly. I was taking on free jobs, wanting to prove myself. And it sent me down a rabbit hole of the wrong direction, okay? Of not knowing how to market myself and taking on free jobs. Wasn't making any money, all right? The other thing was time. It was sucking up all my time traveling to these jobs, okay? And time that I should be spending doing more productive things, okay, to make money and with my daughter. Does it make sense? Perhaps you can relate to that story. Okay, so that's my story, very basically. So that's what you should be sharing on your video, okay? Sharing with your customer why they should be buying with you, but not directly saying that. They all come up with their own epiphany as to why they should buy from you, okay? And how your product, your service can help them solve their problem. I hope that makes sense to you. So let's carry on with writing our story. Okay, I did do a certificate of freelance journalism once upon a time, and that was through the Australian College of Journalism. And I've gone through some course material, and I want to share with you some of this course material. And some of it uses the word journalism a lot, but writing is the same, okay? The writing is the same. The concepts are the same, no matter what you're writing, okay? It will turn it into relating to your situation. Does it make sense? You can turn it into that using the same content to help you. So I've found this. They're talking about the lead. Remember, the lead is the most important part of your story. It must capture the readers, or in your case, your listeners, your customers' attention, and like an advertising headline, persuade the reader to read on, or the listener to continue listening on. The simplest and most common lead is one using indirect quotes. Remember to keep your leads tight and punchy. Try to be fresh and interesting. In most instances, a short lead is better than a long one. Remember, even a good lead will not hold the reader through the tedium of a boring article, okay? Or boring writing, all right? Or a boring story. Keep your writing tight. If you don't think you need a word or a phrase, take it out. I've talked about this in a previous video. Any pieces of information that you don't need, take them out, okay? Just cross them out, don't use them. If you don't think you need a word or phrase, take it out. Always ask yourself, does this serve a purpose? I've talked about that before. Delete any word or phrase that you don't believe contributes. Okay, edit. I've talked about this before in previous videos too. What more can be said about editing? You can edit any story the second and often the third time around. Unless you are working to an incredibly tight deadline, edit what you write. Here's a Truman Capote's advice. I believe more in the scissors than I do in the pencil. Okay, so go back and watch that video I wrote on editing. Okay, but these are just some notes that you can use in your writing. Okay, some extra notes. So you need to consider the lead, keeping your writing tight, and edit. Ear appeal. This is one of the best tests for good copywriting. If your copy sounds right, it's probably doing its job. Again, you can use your writing in your copywriting above your Facebook ad. You can place the video where you're recording yourself telling your story. You put it in a Facebook ad and use a little bit of copy. Copy, we're learning how to do copy right now as well as storytelling. Does it make sense? Okay, so these skills, pieces of information that you are learning right now watching my videos, you can use it in lots of different ways, okay? That's gonna market yourself and your product or your service. Does it make sense? All right, so ear appeal. This is one of the best tests for good copywriting. If your copy sounds right, it's probably doing its job. Listen to what you have written by reading the copy aloud. But remember, the padding devices that we use in the spoken word to give us a moment to marshal our thoughts look sloppy and awkward in print. Okay, don't hesitate to get rid of any words and phrases that jolt your ear. Make this a rule, even if it means scrapping material that has come from the sweat of your brow. Samuel Johnson once said, read over your compositions, and when you meet a passage which you think is particularly fine, strike it out. Okay, so there's some notes you can use. The lead, keeping your writing tight, edit, and ear appeal. Please consider those things when you're writing your story. Go back and watch the previous videos I've created on storytelling on YouTube or Instagram TV. Okay, and if you need some further help, Russell Brunson has created a book. It's called Traffic Secrets, and that's getting people to your actual video, okay? Getting traffic to your video, eyes on your video. How do you do that? This book can help you. It's from Russell Brunson, who is the owner of ClickFunnels Software. He's mega successful in his own right. His company is making over $100 million per year. So he knows a thing or two about traffic, okay? He does this. He storytells. He gets in front of his phone, tells his story, and everyone watches. How? And then everyone buys ClickFunnels. How? He knows traffic secrets. So go get his book. It's free. It's $9.95 US shipping and handling. It automatically converts, no matter what country you're in, it converts to US dollars when you pay for it. Don't worry about that. If you use PayPal, whatever. So if you want that book, leave a comment down below wherever you see this video on Instagram TV or YouTube. So tell me, I want Russell's book, and I'll provide you with the link, my affiliate link, where you can purchase the book for free, only $9.95 for shipping and handling. Does it make sense? Okay, so I'll give you the link for that. As an incentive, I'm going to give you a free course of mine in creating your own online courses, masterminds, or workshops. That's an incentive to you for getting the free book through my affiliate link. Does that make sense? Great. So go ahead, leave a comment down below, and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for joining me. Mwah.